to CPR News and KRCC. I'm Alejandro Alonso Galva. CU Denver has a new grant to help meet national demand for electrical engineers and space technology specialists. CPR education reporter Jenny Brundin has more.
The $1.2 million award from NASA aims to increase diversity in engineering, introducing high school students from Aurora and Westminster Public Schools to engineering. It will start with a space-themed summer camp to spark interest. Students will be eligible for high school engineering courses aligned to NASA missions that can count towards college credit. A bridge program will help students transition to CU Denver's engineering program. High school teachers will get specialized training to connect engineering curriculum to active space industry work. CU Denver was one of just six grantees nationwide. Jenny Brandine, CPR News.
When Dwayne Wolfe retires as the director of the Colorado Symphony Chorus this weekend, he'll leave behind a long legacy of music in the state. Wolfe founded the chorus 40 years ago.
I know I should be reminiscing about how long ago it's been, but frankly, it seems like yesterday we started the chorus. We're singing the same piece that we did for our debut, the Verdi Requiem, and as we rehearse it, I keep having flashbacks. So this is all quite exciting and quite rejuvenating, actually.
Wolfe's farewell concerts continue through Sunday at the Denver Center for Performing Arts. And a new law is now in effect that requires all truckers to carry chains on most state and federal highways in Colorado's mountains for most of the year. This is CPR News. Buenos dias.